And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Concert that, who was it, Jane from Warrnambool at the Palais Theatre seeing Bette Midler. I've got another one who says, yes, I went to that same concert. Where's so many SMSs coming in? Oh, yes, Karen in Sydney. I was at that Bette Midler concert too. It was fantastic. The other thing, if you just joined us from Saturday Night Country, you would have missed, unfortunately, was our retrospective on 1967 that we did earlier in the evening. That's also going up as a podcast. But let us commence the pop quiz with Louise from Box Hill. Good evening, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, Louise. How's your evening been?
Oh, very quiet.
Oh, not up to much?
No.
Fair enough. We've all got to have those nights sometimes, or all the time, if that's what suits us. Question one, Louise. Who wrote the book Catcher in the Rye?
J.D. Salinger.
J.D. Salinger is correct. Well done, Louise. Okay, this is a scene, question two, from the recently aired final episode of which series? It is a series that's been on streaming.
She's kind of mid, no?
The Mona Lisa is mid?
No disrespect. I mean, it's way better than I could do. I'm just saying, I don't totally get how she became like that girl.
What show is that from, Louise?
Can I please hear it again?
Yes, you can hear it again.
She's kind of mid, no?
The Mona Lisa is mid?
No disrespect. I mean, it's way better than I could do. I'm just saying, I don't totally get how she became like that girl.
What's the show, Louise?
I said it was a recently ended show.
Yes.
The only thing I could think of might be Stranger Things.
It's not Stranger Things, no. No, this is very recent, like last couple of weeks recent.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Louise. Who knows what the show is that is from 1-300-800-222. Tony in Penshurst. Hey, Tony.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you going?
Good. Is this a show you will have watched?
I've watched many shows.
I mean, it's not Outlander. We can rule that out straight away.
Well, knocking out then, Outlander for sure, Sassanach. No way. Sorry. Bad Scottish.
Do you want to hear it again?
Oh, try it. Yes, please.
Okay. Not sure if it will help if you haven't seen it, but here we go.
She's kind of mid, no?
The Mona Lisa is mid?
No disrespect. I mean, it's way better than I could do. I'm just saying. I don't totally get how she became like that girl.
Mm. Who's talking about the Mona Lisa like that?
I did vaguely hear it on streaming. Is it a Hacks?
Hacks is correct.
Yes, I've heard it, but I don't have that channel. But I heard it's been great. And
actually,
won a lot of awards.
Very, very funny. Yeah, starring Jean Smart, Hannah Einbinder. Mm. I think Jean Smart's won about 5 awards for it. Yeah, very, very, very funny. I would recommend it. Well done, Tony.
Thank you.
Question three. Ruby had it, by the way, so did Linda. Question three. Jack Thompson stars as Gun Shearer Foley in which 1975 Australian film?
Waking in Fright.
It is not Waking in Fright.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, Tony.
Oh, not to worry. Talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks. See you, Tony. Bye. Annette in Perth and Liz from Mascot also knew that the answer to that one was Hacks. Trevor in Croydon Park.
Evening, Suzanne.
Good evening. Jack Thompson stars as Gun Shearer Foley in which 1975 Australian film, Trevor?
Sunday Too Far Away.
Sunday Too Far Away. Correct.
And Waking Fright was Jack Thompson's first ever movie.
Okay, did he star as was he a shearer or something else in that film?
No, he was a knockabout bloke in the pub for Rue Hunter, among other things.
Yeah. You sound very quiet tonight, Trevor, as if you're keeping it down.
I do have to keep my voice down, yeah.
Oh, will you get in trouble? Okay, you ready for question four? It's the classic album question. So the three tracks I'm going to play as a montage are the first three songs from a classic album from 1987. I want you to tell me the name of the band and the album. Cities aflow, and our love turns to rust. I am fierce. I imagine three very well-known songs. Trevor, do you know the album?
Well, the band is easy. Not you two again.
Yes.
But album, I'm never good at musicians' albums. I never collected albums. So I just have a guess at Achtung Baby.
It's not Achtung Baby, no. Okay. It's a bit later. Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you.
Morgan knows it, so does Ross and Adrian. Linda in Brunswick's got it as well. 1-300-800-222 to play our pop quiz tonight. We've got quite a few lines free, more than I would usually spot at this time in the pop quiz. So if you've been waiting for a chance to get on, well, ring us now. Quite a few lines. 1-300-800-222. Hello, Mark in Port Perry.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. All right, I will play that again for you, unless you know the name of the album that we're after.
Yeah, I think I know. I reckon it's Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree is correct. Yeah, and Trevor said that it was you too. Quite right.
Yeah, I knew it was.
Yeah, huge album for you too, that was. Okay, Mark.
Is it nobler to answer the Amanda Robert Shakespeare question? Or fade gently into the night.
You've got the Shakespeare question, Mark. Getting it in nice and early tonight.
Yeah. I don't think I'll get this one. I don't know much about William Shakespeare.
Oh, well, you can guess. It's a fill in the missing word kind of one. Now, the following quote comes from Shakespeare's Henry V. Complete the line, men of few what are the best men? Men of few what are the best men? What do you think, Mark?
No, don't know.
Nope. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Talk to you next time. Rachel in Canberra. Hi, Rachel.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hi. Any idea what this is? Men of few what are the best men?
I'd have to guess words.
Words is correct.
Awesome.
Indeedy. Bernadette, Adrian both had that one for us. Rachel is here. Okay, all three lines full now. Lovely to see. Have a listen. This will be question six, Rachel, to this actor who's speaking about being starstruck. Tell me who owns this famous voice.
Among the colleagues that I've had sort of around this kind of a conversation with, it tends to be mutual. And if not initially, because perhaps they are newer actors, know their work well, that, you know, when someone feels that the other person is talented, there's an excitement in that. Some of it's a selfish excitement, because the better someone else is in a scene, the more it feeds you in a scene.
Any idea whose voice that is?
I think I've been cursed. I always get American TV shows. Actors, and I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Oh, what would your preferred type of question be, Rachel?
Math, science, history.
All right. Well, this is the pod quiz,
really?
You should call on a Sunday if history is more your bag. It's always pop culture. Lots of American actors on a Saturday night, I'm afraid. Anyway, you had your Shakespeare, so thank you for that. Okay, we'll talk to you another time, Rachel. We have Brooke in Adelaide. Evening, Brooke.
Good evening.
Good evening. Did you have any idea whose voice that was?
I have no idea.
Would you like to hear it again, or would you like to just hazard a guess at an American actor?
No, I don't think I'll waste your time. Yeah, no, that one just went straight over the top of my head.
Thanks, Brooke. Felicia has it. The other guesses are way off. George in Melville, WA. Hey, George.
Hi, I've got a joke for you.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny, yeah.
Is it politically correct? It's not dodgy, is it, George?
It's not dodgy, no. It's
all
a
right.
Good one.
Go on.
What do you call a photograph taken at the North Pole?
You tell me.
A Polaroid. A laugh out of you.
Yeah, you did get a laugh out of me. Thank you, George. I wasn't sure what was coming. This is the problem when people say, I'm going to tell you a joke. You just don't know what's going to come.
Yeah.
Right. George, any ideas who that was, or would you like to hear it again?
Al Capone.
Definitely not Al Capone.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, George. Lauren in Kilmore has it. Hey, Eric in Melbourne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Do you want to hear it again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's play it again and see who this might be.
Among the colleagues that I've had sort of around this kind of a conversation with, it tends to be mutual. And if not initially, because perhaps they are newer actors,
uh-huh,
don't
right.
know their work well, that, you know, when someone feels that the other person is talented, there's an excitement in that. Some of it's a selfish excitement, because the better someone else is in the scene, the more it feeds you in the scene.
Who is it, Eric?
Well, I was thinking Kevin Spacey. It's not that. I was thinking Nicolas Cage. It's not him. I'll say Nick Nolte.
It's not Nick Nolte either.
Thanks anyway.
Okay, thanks, Eric. 1-300-800-222. Who thinks they recognise that voice? Janet in Redfern, do you recognise the voice?
Good evening. I think, hi, Susan. I think I don't. and it's annoying me because I'm usually pretty quick on the voice recognition. Ethan Hawke?
Not Ethan Hawke, no.
I didn't think it was.
Thanks, Janet.
Okay, thanks, Suzanne.
All right, don't worry, there's another quiz. There's another quiz tomorrow. There's another pop quiz next Saturday night. Okay, it's not Ethan Hawke. It's not Nick Nolte. It is definitely an American actor. Who could this be? Chappie in Darwin, what do you think?
What's the question?
The question is, you have to identify this voice.
Among the colleagues that I've had sort of around this kind of a conversation with, it tends to be mutual. And if not initially, because perhaps they are newer actors,
uh-huh,
don't
right.
know their work well, that, you know, when someone feels that the other person is talented, there's an excitement in that. Some of it's a selfish excitement.
Karen in Altona Meadows. Hey, Karen.
Hi. Why do I have to get this question?
Because you're next on the line.
I know. Hey. I just think I don't know. Yes. Don't run out. I'll say Hugh Jackman.
Now, Karen, I did say it was an American actor.
All right. Can I have another shot?
You can have another shot.
All right, let me think of another American actor. What's his name? Can't think of his name. I'll go now. I'll just say Tony Curtis.
Not Tony Curtis.
Okay. Someone will get it.
Someone will eventually get it. Judging by the guesses coming in on the SMS, though, I'm not confident we're going to get it in a hurry. People going in all sorts of places. John in Callaghan. Hey, John.
Hi, Suzanne.
Been to see any bands tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. About a month ago, I think, it might have been your colleague that interviewed Darren Middleton from Powderfinger.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Was that Andrea?
Andrea, yeah, she interviewed Darren, I think. And
or was it Kaya? There were a few people who filled in.
Might have been Kaya, but anyway, Darren was explaining that Cram and Davey Lane from UMI and Mark Wilson from Jet. They're the Australian Rock Collective, and they were going to do the Eagles, and they're going to recreate the whole Hotel California album and then do a bunch of Eagles songs. So I've been to see that tonight.
Was it good?
Oh, well, I was a bit worried because I built myself up to really expect good things and thought, oh, is it going to let me down? But no way. Didn't let me down one bit. And they got Eileen Hodgkins from Isles and the Drip, a Melbourne band, to help out. Her and her partner, Rick Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just this is brilliant, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, they've been doing this every year. Last year, I think they did Led Zeppelin. I think it was the year before that they did Pink Floyd, and we had a couple of them on doing, you know, talking to us on a Saturday night about Pink Floyd, and they did one the year before that. Maybe it was a Beatles album?
Yeah, they did Abbey Road.
That's it.
And Let It Be.
Yeah.
And they've done Dark Side of the Moon, Led Zeppelin 4, and they've also done Harvest from Neil Young.
That's it, yeah.
God, it was so good, Suzanne, seriously.
Well, I'm glad you had a good night. Now, any idea who the actor is that we're looking for?
Is it Daniel Day-Lewis?
It's not Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, there you go. Sorry.
Okay, see you, John. All right, one. Oh, Rachel from Rivervale, you've got it. So does someone without a name. Sean, you've got it too. What about Shannon and Caboolture? Hi, Shannon.
Oh, no. No,
yes.
Oh, look, every Saturday I think, oh, I'm going to give them a call because I like the Saturday quiz and I know them all nearly except
the ones you don't.
Except the ones I don't. No, let's just rule out Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, you have a wonderful week.
Okay, thanks so much. Let me say this as by way of a clue. I think the Leonardo DiCaprio, Ethan Hawke's, they're a bit young for it. You want someone, I think you're after probably a Gen Xer or a young boomer. I'm not sure exactly where he fits, but yeah, Ethan and Leonardo are a bit young. You're wanting someone a bit older than that, but not someone really old. Justin in Frankston. Hey, Justin.
G'day, Suzanne. I'm actually using my audio Bluetooth sunglasses.
You've got audio Bluetooth sunglasses?
Yeah.
You wear your sunglasses at night?
Yeah. I can listen to music. I can make phone calls, everything.
I know someone, Justin, who doesn't have a TV. Instead, he's got the glasses that he literally can just sit on the couch and look through the glasses and watch movies, which I find quite astounding. Yeah,
I don't have them. I've only got the Bluetooth ones.
Mm, impressive stuff. Right. Do you know who our mystery voice is?
Well, from your clue, you want someone a bit older. So I'm going to say John Wayne.
Okay, not that old. I reckon.
You just say someone older.
Yeah, but I said not really old. How old's John Wayne these days?
I think he's dead.
Yeah, well, okay, that's very old then. That's, yeah.
Thanks, Suzanne.
All right, thanks, Justin. No Bernadette, but Bernadette, that's almost the age range. Yeah, Jim in Campbelltown has it. Joy in Logan. Hello, Joy.
Oh, hello.
Who does that voice belong to? It's an American actor.
Yeah, I did have an idea, and then I think you sort of threw me when you said the age. Could I ask you, not the age, I mean, could you play it again?
Yes, I can play it again for you.
Among the colleagues that I've had sort of around this kind of a conversation with, it tends to be mutual. And if not initially, because perhaps they are newer actors, know their work well, that, you know, when someone feels that the other person is talented, there's an excitement in that. Some of it's a selfish excitement because the better someone else is in a scene, the more it feeds you in a scene.
Goodness me.
Okay, now I've just checked. He would be a young baby boomer.
I was going to say Adam Driver, actually, but I don't think that's right, is it?
Is that your guess?
Adam Driver? Yes.
It's not right.
Okay. I was wondering, actually, Yeah. Why it was that you had so many American questions. And then you mentioned that it was because it's a pop quiz. And I thought, well, yeah. Surely that's not all just American.
It isn't. Look, we've got Shakespeare. We had the Jack Thompson question. We very much try to mix it up between.
I do tend to listen to you quite a lot on Saturday nights, and it always seems to be American focused, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I don't. All right, no,
it's just
well,
me, okay. My timing.
Maybe. Believe me, when we write it, we very much try to say, have we got some Australian questions? Okay. Have we got questions from a few different decades? Because we don't want to, we want to make it accessible to everybody.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Joy.
Thank you.
Has anybody figured, anyone else figured it out on the SMS? You're kidding. If Ethan Hawke was, 5 years younger, he'd be a boomer. That doesn't work. Okay, Patty in Perth, you can be the next person to have a go at this voice. Patty.
Oh, hi. It sounds a lot like John Malkovich to me.
Do you know so many people have said that on the SMS, but it is not John Malkovich either.
Okay. No worries.
Thanks very much, Patty. Paul.
Yes.
Who do you think it is?
Is it Johnny Depp?
It's not Johnny Depp, no.
Ah, damn.
Mm.
I had no idea then.
Sorry. Yeah, Kane says, after listening to it 5 times, this is my guess. Yes, Kane, after listening to it 5 times, you're correct. But you're in the win bin, aren't you? So you can't win this thing. Oh. Richard in Wollongong.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's pretty hard. Is it Christopher Walken?
That's also been guessed a few times. Also not correct.
No, all right. Anyway, I love the questions, Suzanne, by the way.
Good. Thanks, Richard.
Next week. See ya, bye.
Okay, yeah. We try to do something for everybody in pop culture. So if you know something about the 60s, you know, there'll be a question somewhere. If you know something about TV now, there'll be a question for you. But, yeah, we don't always get you on in the order that suits your area of knowledge, obviously. If Sammy doesn't get it, I will give another clue. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, good. Do you recognise the voice?
I think I do. But just before you said, are you wearing your sunglasses tonight? Remember the song by Corey Hart?
Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking about. But Justin didn't immediately pick up on
that. No, he went straight over his head.
That's all right. Not everybody was a fan of Corey Hart and Sunglasses at Night.
Yeah. I do remember the song, though. Anyway, let's carry
I think
on.
I can play a moment of it. I happen to have it. Happen to have it handy.
I wear my sunglasses at night, so I can, so I can.
Oh, the '80s!
I know. The good old days.
Now, this person was in the news a little bit in the '80s.
Well, I'm going to go Michael Douglas.
No.
Never mind.
This person was in the news a bit in the '80s because of the person that he got married to.
Oh, well, that's what Michael Douglas customs his own. I thought, ooh.
No, true, okay. True. But I would say this person was married to someone way more famous than Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh, okay. You just obviously I can't answer.
No,
but
you
I think
can't.
I know now. I think I know now, Suzanne.
Thanks, Sammy. Cassie in Barrington. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, with all those clues I've now dropped, have you got an idea?
I've known since the first time you said it, that Sean Penn.
Oh, well done. It is Sean Penn.
I couldn't believe John Wayne.
Cassie, do you just know Sean Penn's voice very well, do you?
Yes, he's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, he's been in a few really good movies, hasn't he? Or he's done.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Cassie, thank you. You've got over the hurdle that we could not get past now. But let's see if this is a case of, you know this one and the next one is an anathema to you. Tell me, which classic 1981 video game does this music come from?
I have no idea. Maybe Space Invaders.
It's not Space Invaders.
Anyway, I answered the question.
You did. In fact, I think maybe would you like some special applause for getting that off
yes,
the...
Yes, that would be lovely. Okay. I'd love it.
Let me find you some applause just to really... Suzanne. Just so you waited in so long to get the correct answer and couldn't go on. Thanks, Cassie. Eric in Melbourne's got it. Chris in Hillary has it. Jim in Campbelltown has it. Yeah, I think this one might be easier to get an answer to than Sean Penn's voice. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Now, do you recognise that? Or would you like me to play that again?
No, I had Sean Penn. I have no idea about the space game, so my apologies.
No one said it's a space game.
Oh, well, whatever game. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Michael. I may need a new round of you to ring up. Not those of you who know Sean Penn, but those of you who know what this game is. 1-300-800-222. Here's Lee in Perth. Hello.
Hello.
Shall I play it again, or do you recognise the video game theme?
We never have video games, so I'm tossing up between Alex the Kid and Pac-Man. I'm going to say Alex the Kid.
It's not Alex the Kid.
But I did know Sean Penn. And that was driving me mad.
I know. We're now running through all the people who rang up for Sean Penn. Thank you, Lee. Peter in Adelaide, did you also know Sean Penn?
No, I reckon it was that famous puppeteer, John Malkovich.
Yeah, Sean Penn was in that movie, wasn't he, being John Malkovich?
Was he?
Yeah, I remember you because there was a whole scene where all these famous actors. And I remember Sean Penn had a line something like, "Yeah, I think you know we're all just going to eventually cross over to puppeteering."
Anyway, to get to this question,
do you want to hear it again?
No, I'm going to go with Frogger.
Frogger is correct. Did you play Frogger?
No, I wasn't one of those kids.
Question 8. Who stars as the lead character Ben Reilly in the new streaming TV show Spider Noir?
Yeah. I saw the image today. Don't know, but I'm just going to go with the... sorry.
Oh, go on.
No, say something. All right, so obviously a young guy. Okay. I'm going to go Sean Penn.
I wouldn't do that. Thanks, Peter.
No,
Chris from Hillary's has it. So does Bernadette. Ross in Scoresby. This name has been mentioned earlier this evening. It has already been mentioned. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Hello. Rachel, who stars as the lead character Ben Reilly in the new streaming TV show Spider Noir?
I'm a first-time caller and it's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, and as you're a first-time caller, I'm going to give you some special applause for getting your first question correct. You didn't ring for Sean Penn, did you, Rachel?
I did ring for Sean Penn, yes. Rachel from Rivervale.
Well, well done, Rachel. Would you like to sing?
No.
Well, it's like sing or get off the pot. That's where we're at here, Rachel. I mean, I'll give you the lead in. When the music stops, you keep going, okay, if you know the song. Okay.
Who's that girl?
Oh, no. That's not the song. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for calling for the first time. Paul in Kalgoorlie.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Well, are you up for a sing?
Yes. Oh, well, hang on. I rang for Sean Penn again at the moment, and I thought the moment I've rung, someone will answer it, and then they did.
Yeah, it's the way of the quiz.
There you go.
Okay. Let me give you the lead in. Do you know this song?
I know the song and I know who sang it, but what do you want me to do about it?
I want you to sing the next line when the music cuts out, the next two or three if you can. Okay, let's go again.
Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get
Sweet dreams are made of these, and I can't think of any more lines.
Who am I?
Annie Lennox and Eurythmics.
No, I mean, who am I to disagree?
Oh, there you go. Well.
All right, you can have it.
You're very generous.
I know I am.
More generous than Phil would have been.
Well, we spent a lot of time on Sean Penn. We're only on question 9, so it's... I think maybe a bit of a hurry on wouldn't hurt. Anyway, this is how it would have sounded if you'd kept on singing. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Now, just on Nicolas Cage, Carol from Craigieburn saying, I met Nicolas in Melbourne at a restaurant when he was filming a movie about a ghost motorcycle rider. Thank you very much, Carol.
He is ubiquitous. He is everywhere.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Question 10. Which American artist became famous in the late 40s for large-scale paintings inspired by dripping and splashing paint onto canvases laid on the floor?
Jackson Pollock.
Jackson.
Been to see Blue Poles many years ago. Lovely painting, I thought.
Yeah, Jackson Pollock is correct. Nicely done. Now the next question. This is a song from 1979. It starts like this. I want you to tell me what the song is called.
It's Jimmy Barnes called Chisel, and it's Crying Like a Refugee. And I can't think of the name. What is it, Crying Like a Refugee? I'm trying to think about it.
What
oh, no,
is
I'm
it?
Sorry. I'm all around it, but not there.
Yes.
Not in time.
You'll kick yourself.
Yeah. No, it's just not in my mind.
All right. I'll let you go. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Sweet dreams are made of cheese, says someone. Who am I to dish a brie? Indeed. A few lines free, 1-300-800-222. Scott in Balan. Is it Balan? Oh, I've got nervous again about saying it.
Okay, Suzanne, you got it correct. Phew. You said it last time, Suzanne Balan.
That's it. It rhymes. I mean, it's what I looked at it and I went, no, I've got this. And then I went, but is it the other one? Oh, no.
Oh, well.
All right. What's the name of the song, or do you want me to play the intro to it again?
Is it Refugee by Cold Chisel?
Do Cold Chisel have a song called Refugee?
Probably not. I hope so.
Well, if they do, it's not that one.
All right. So easy.
Thanks, Scott. Jim in Seaford. I do need some more callers. 1-300-800-222. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Suzanne.
What is that song?
I think the previous caller might have helped me a little bit. Is it Choir Girl?
Yes, it's Choir Girl. She's looking like a choir girl, but she's crying like a refugee, is how it goes. Question. Oh, that one's too hard. That'll take us forever. I'm just going to skip that one for now. I mean, it might not, but after we spent all that time on Sean Penn, I think we can't risk it. Okay, let's move to this one. Which 2012 film included this scene?
Good morning.
What do you mean? Do you mean to wish me a good morning, or do you mean that it is a good morning whether I want it or not? Or perhaps you mean to say that you feel good on this particular morning? Or are you simply stating that this is a morning to be good on?
All of them at once, I suppose.
What movie is that from?
I have absolutely no idea, but can I ask what the video game was? Was it Donkey Kong?
No, it was Frogger.
Oh, okay. That's the one I rank for, I thought. No idea. Sorry about that. I'll pass it on.
Thanks, thanks, Jim. We have Robert, also from Seaford, but I think Seaford, Melbourne. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Now, what movie did that scene come from? Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Good morning.
What do you mean? Do you mean to wish me a good morning, or do you mean that it is a good morning whether I want it or not? Or perhaps you mean to say that you feel good on this particular morning? Or are you simply stating that this is a morning to be good on?
All of them at once, I suppose.
Chris in Hillary's has it. What do you think, Robert?
No, I've got no idea, Suzanne. Sorry about
nothing.
That.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye, Robert. Lincoln in Gippsland. Hello, Lincoln.
Morning. How are you going? Good.
What is what movie was that scene from?
Scandal from Lord of the Rings.
Can't pay that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Lincoln. Matt in Aberfoyle Park. It is not Lord of the Rings.
I'll go the other way and say The Hobbit then.
Yes, it's The Hobbit, Matt.
Well, that was fortunate.
Yeah, it's the scene, though, Gandalf is in it. It is a scene where Bilbo Baggins meets Gandalf, but it was not from from Lord of the Rings. Let's have some more singing. When the music stops, if you can sing the next couple of lines, Matt, I would very much appreciate it.
Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury.
Blazing on a sunny afternoon. Was that right?
Can you keep going?
Oh, God, no. In the summertime.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I'm going to give you some applause for that. That was some beautiful singing. Okay, that takes us to question 15. We'll call it 15 even if it's not. Which 1980s band was Brian Mannix the lead singer of?
Oh, Uncanny X-Men.
Yes, the Uncanny X-Men. How cool were they back in the 80s? Here's a little
just
of their work.
Brian. He'll tell you how cool they were.
'Cause we've got this night together. We'll have here now forever. Don't tell me now. You can ride me a mirror. Where will it be in 50 years?
Yeah, we had Brian on one night on a Saturday night during COVID, I remember. It was great fun.
He's a funny guy.
He is. Question 16. This is our...
Name the soundtrack.
I want you to have a listen to these three songs. Tell me the 1952 film soundtrack that they feature on.
Good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you and you and you.
Doodle. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
What film soundtrack were those songs on?
Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain is correct.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
You're doing very well here, Matt. Maybe I didn't need to skip that question after all. Question 17. Have a listen to the start of this piece of music that was composed in 1924. I want you to tell me the name and the composer. Piece of music and the name of the composer.
That's Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin.
You are all over this, Matt.
Oh, look, you're going to jinx it, but so far.
So far. Question 18. Although if we wrap this up in a couple of minutes, I'm going back to the one that I skipped. Which 1964 musical film was based on a children's book published in 1934 by Australian author P.L. Travers?
That'd be Mary Poppins.
It's Mary Poppins, Matt. Now, how many have you got now? 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me just go back and check. Did you sing Sweet Dreams for us, or was that someone else? Oh, no, you sang Lazy Afternoon. You got that one. Did you get The Hobbit?
Yeah, I did.
That was where you arrived. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Not enough questions left tonight to get a black magnet. However, if you're still here at the end, you can be on a hat trick next time you come back. Now, Paul was just saying there's a screening of Singing in the Rain in Melbourne tomorrow morning. So apparently, yeah, classic films are really having a comeback too. Okay,
I saw one a couple of weeks ago, The Windsor at Brighton.
What did you see?
No, Singing in the Rain, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay. No wonder you're all over it.
They've got a year-long program where they play a movie from every year from 1926 to 2026.
And how many have you seen?
Probably half a dozen, I reckon.
Wow.
Last one I saw was Sound of Music.
What a classic. Okay. This is, I suspect this will be not the last question because I might go back to the other one because you're doing so well, Matt. But this is our Bad Guys. Who is this classic villain, Matt?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
Who's that?
That'd be the Wicked Witch of the West.
It is the Wicked Witch of the West. Okay, well, I underestimated you, Matt. You just whizzed through all of those, so I'm going to go back to the question that I missed.
Don't feel like you have to.
No, I'm going to. Okay, you get this right, though, then you get the hard montage. Australia's first official weekly national top 40 single chart was published by Go Set magazine on October the 5th, 1966. Name either the A side or the B side of the first number one single on that chart.
What year was it?
1966.
Oh, look, if you go with logic, it'd say something like the Beatles, wouldn't it? 1966, let's say, what was that? That must have been the Revolver album. But was Australia that progressive? Well, it was probably not that. It was probably Johnny Farnham. Let's go Johnny Farnham with Sadie.
Oh, I'm afraid not. And if you'd been listening to the first hour of the show, we put Johnny Farnham and Sadie well in the 1967 category that we were doing.
Oh.
Ah, we even talked about it earlier. Oh, Matt, you did so well.
Good on you.
All right, nice to chat with you. Okay, let's see how the rest of us go with this. Hello, Jim in Banksia Park.
Morning, Suzanne.
Okay, so the first national top 40 singles chart published October the 5th, 1966 in Go Set magazine. Name either the A side or the B side of the first number one single on the chart. It was not Sadie the Cleaning Lady.
I really only rang up because you were short of callers. Let's go, Beatles song. Yellow Submarine.
Well done. It was Yellow Submarine.
You're joking.
Matt should have continued that way of thinking, not skipped across to Sadie the Cleaning Lady. Right. Well, you know where this gets you, Jim.
Well, that puts me out of business, I think.
No, give it a try. Okay. I must say, I've kind of cross-pollinated. Last week we had the white-themed history quiz, and I'm not even sure which one I came up with first, but I've got a white-themed hard montage. So, Jim, after you hear it, I want you to tell me four things that are white.
I was following the, tell me it's all right. Trying to make your life harder, I'll return to where we are.
I just got an invitation through the mail. Your present requested this evening is formal.
I want four things that are white, Jim.
Oh, the third one sounded like Shania Twain, but white. No, you've got me. I'll go White Christmas and bid you farewell.
Farewell. Not a white Christmas, not at all. Thanks, Jim. Diane in Canberra, hello.
Hello.
All right. Do you want to hear it again or did you want to just launch into some things that are white?
No. I've been hanging on for quite a while and Matt took half the questions that I knew. So, No, leaving. Thanks anyway.
Okay. Thanks, Diane. Who wants to have a go and see if they can take out the hard montage tonight? Eric's got the second one. A couple of people have the third one. Greg in Windsor, hi.
Hi there. I've got the third one too, but I'm not too good. I know Fleet Foxes is number one, but I have no idea. So
okay, well, what's the third one?
White flag.
It's a white flag, yes. So now we need three other things that are white. Thanks, Greg.
No, not my go. Thank you.
Michael in Berrydale.
Oh, this is a tough question, this one, isn't it?
Do you want to hear the montage again?
I'm just thinking of four things that are white anyway. So I'll go for clouds.
I mean, they kind of have to match the song. So you sure you don't want to hear it again?
Sure, I'll listen to it again.
Okay, yeah. These are all clues to things that are white.
I was following the eye, I was following the
eye. Tell me it's all right, because I don't think I can take anymore.
I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were.
I just got an invitation through the mail. Your presence requested this evening is formal.
Harry in the Bay knows what the fourth one is, which I think is probably going to be our biggest challenge tonight. Michael, do you have any of the others?
What about a polar bear?
No, not a polar bear. Oh, dear. Thanks, thanks, Michael. Vando's on the road. If you know any of these answers, why don't you either ring and claim the whole prize or ring and help somebody else, 1-300-800-222. Hey, Vando.
Good morning, Suzanne. I look at a guess. White shoes, the white roof of my Kingswood. I've got another white lines on the road. I've got nothing. White stripes. Sorry.
None of those.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you.
Thanks, Mando. Gary's in Tintinara. If I can press his button. Where are you, Gary? What's going on with my button there? Hang on. Oh. Gary, hopefully this is you. Hello.
Yep. How are you this morning?
Oh, I nearly hung up on you. Luckily, I did not. Do you have any more things that are white?
No, not a thing.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Adam in Coomera. Hello, Adam.
I think I'm going to be equally useless, Suzanne.
Got any of them?
Those are guests to a white horse.
Any others?
White Christmas.
We've already said it's not a white Christmas.
Okay. White horse, white claw. It's a Shania Twain song, but
This isn't happening, Adam.
No, I know it's not. See you next week.
Okay, bye. Jackie in Yerongpilly. Yerongpilly?
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Can you identify any of the white things?
Yeah, white snake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a white snake. Do you have any other white items?
White flag.
We've got the flag, yes. Any more to add?
Oh.
We need four.
No, that's all.
Okay. Well, you've advanced us further. We have a white snake. So we've got a white flag and we've got a white snake. Cat in Ashgrove. What else is white?
I think the first song is White Winter Hymnal.
White Winter Hymnal is correct.
The rest I'm not sure about.
It's so. Just the final song now. We need to find out what is white. Do you have a guess?
White No, I don't. Sorry.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you.
Bye. Linda in Brunswick East.
Okay. I've got White Winter.
Well, we've got the first three now. White Winter Hymnal, White Flag, White Snake. We just need the final white thing.
White Tie.
White Tie is what we are looking for. Well done. Yeah! Now, the songs are White Flag from Dido, White Winter Hymnal by the Fleet Foxes, White Snake with Is This Love, and then it's Black Coat, White Tie and Tails by Fred Astaire. Which one would you like to hear in full?
I think I'll go for the Fred Astaire one because it's the one I won on.
Very good. Okay. I think I'll have to play that on the other side of news. But congratulations, Linda. Hang on, have a yarn with Tom and we will get your fridge magnet out to you. Thank you to everybody who played and helped us solve collectively the hard montage tonight. Yeah, so we had White Flag from Dido. Yeah, the Fleet Foxes with White Winter Hymnal, which I don't think they ever say in the song. Is This Love from White Snake? And then Fred Astaire, White Black Coat, White Tie and Tails.
But I've had a white tie and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. Because I'm invited to step out this evening.
Yeah, and I will play that for Linda.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.